This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Dandy right here, the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. All right. So she's supposed to join me in a few minutes. At least I believe she will. You know, today, I meant to get to it before. It is the 33rd anniversary of the Tiananmen Square protests and massacre. Because remember, they don't allow you. There's no protesting. No coming against the government in China. I mean, we now seem to be, or the Joey B. administration anyway, seems to be as afraid of China as the Chinese are. It makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, and again, when you look at some of the information written, I mean, you can't tell. The BBC seems to be the only one that really truly has real information on this. CNN, yeah, they're like, what is it, soft shoeing it? And as the people in China get older, you know, the young kids who weren't around get older, this isn't written about in their history books. This is, for all intents and purposes, this is nowhere to be found. You know, for decades it was a symbol of freedom on the Chinese-controlled soil. Every June 4th, tens of thousands of people would descend on Victoria Park in Hong Kong to commemorate the victims of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. The atmosphere would be, well, defiance and somber and whatever. Speakers would demand accountability from the Chinese Communist Party for ordering the bloody military crackdown. There were hundreds of people killed there. I mean, it might have been thousands. You really don't get any kind of accurate anything over there. Right? These were pro-democracy protesters. In memory of the dead, at 8 p.m. every year, the park would turn into a sea of candles. Held high, people, you know, saying that they would never forget. But those candles, you know, they've been kind of waning, becoming thinner, not as many of them. Authorities in mainland China have always done their best to erase all memory of the massacre. They won't allow news reports. They scrub all mentions from the internet, arresting and chasing into exile any organizer of the protests. They keep the relatives of those who died under tight surveillance. So generations of mainland Chinese, they have no idea about this. They don't even know this thing took place. Or that even that there was an incident that took place. But Hong Kong has always had the ability to remember. In the years immediately after the massacres, Hong Kong was still a British colony. So the Chinese, the Chinese censors, they really couldn't do much. And even after Britain handed China over to them, well, Hong Kong, I should say, I'm sorry, right, handed the sovereignty to China, the city still had like a semi-autonomous status. And they were allowed to allow it to keep going, to keep the visuals to keep happening. Because, again, people didn't know what they were. People had no idea. But what were they going to do about it? So, China's playing a long game, right? And as many others do. As many others, we Republicans, we want everything done in about 37 seconds. But the Democrats and the Chinese and others like them, get my drift, they'll play the long game. They'll let it play out. And that's what we need to start doing. We need to start looking at stuff as it's a long game. In 2020, despite the lack of the organized vigil, thousands of Hong Kongers, they went to the park anyway. They defied the authorities and went there anyhow. But last year, 2021, I'm trying to help you out here, more than 3,000 riot police were on standby. There would be no unauthorized gatherings allowed. And the park, no lights, no lit candles, no anything for the first time in 30 years. And it looks like it's going to be the same thing this year. I mean, seriously, I don't know. Again, I don't know what it's going to take to wake us up, to see what these people are truly about. Not the Chinese people, because I don't want to do that. The Chinese government. We need to see it on a regular. Our young people think that China's great, wonderful. Their people, their culture, things like that. Yeah, there's a lot of great things about China and about the Chinese people. Right? Ask whether people could be arrested for carrying flowers or wearing black, the color of protest in Hong Kong. The head of the security team said that those who appeared to incite others to join unlawful assemblies would be stopped and searched. It is an illegal assembly, and it carries a maximum 5-year jail sentence. Wow. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back with Tony Smith in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Toby Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, part of the solution, really. And the way you do that is you get informed. Once you get informed, then you engage. Please get informed first. Don't be one of those people who think you're... Don't be Cliff Clavin. You know what I'm saying? Some of you won't even know what I'm talking about, but that's okay, too. Go back and check him out on Cheers. He knew everything about everything and knew nothing. Here's somebody who does know everything about everything. That's why I have her on every week. She informs us, keeps us going. Sonya Schmidt joins us, as she does every Friday, to kind of kick off the party. And, hey. Yeah, see? You're smiling now.
Well, only because I think I am kind of the female Cliff Clavin. That was a funny character. And do you know that actor was one of us?
Oh, I know that. Yeah. That was great. What was it, Ratzenberger or something like that?
Yep. John Ratzenberger.
Yeah. You know, the old days, they would make you change your name if you had a name like that.
I know, huh? Right?
had to be easy for people to say and remember.
Yeah.
No, that was discriminatory too. I mean, seriously.
Well, everything has, and everything everywhere has been discriminatory in some sense to every group. Why some people think that they have the, you know, they just get to own the most of the racism and the discrimination is just beyond me. You know, you read stories about other groups. I mean, I'd like to believe it's only black people. But then when you read about other groups of people and you see those signs that say Irish need not apply and, you know, it's like, oh, okay. But then there's always an excuse. Then black people will say, well, they could blend in because of their color, which is why they changed their names, which is why we couldn't blend in. We couldn't. I'm like, how much? Yes, okay.
Well,
if you want to be miserable, go ahead. I got enough.
Yeah, but they do it. Listen, I've been talking to a few young people from the schools, you know, in the area that we live in. There's been a rash of threats against the schools. And I've been talking to a few of them, and they feel everyone except for one was white, and they feel in more ways than one that they're not safe at school, and not because they're afraid a black or Hispanic is going to beat on them, but they can't open their mouths and say anything.
Right.
They can't open their mouths to say anything about anything going on around them, or else they're accused of having white privilege and that kind of stuff. Now, how is that healthy in a school environment? It wasn't like that 10 or 12 years ago.
Well, no. And that's the worst sort of violence that's been perpetrated upon people, not only young people, but old people. Old adults are afraid to speak their minds. I came to a conclusion today. This is a big one. You're going to get a lot of callers from this, or writers. Don't write me.
Don't go after Italians.
I'm not.
Than you guys, let me tell you what. Go ahead.
I've decided as of today, I'm no longer going to use the term gay.
Okay.
That was hijacked from the English language.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
That is not what the word gay means, but in many cases we've seen how the left will change a word so that it can work with their narrative. Gay was used so that we'll all embrace this lifestyle that has to do with their sexuality. Now, never do I refer to anybody as their sexual preference, except for gay people. Gay means your sexual preference. You don't refer to me as hetero.
I don't, yeah.
So from now on, I will say, and this has become a bad word. Why is that? I'm going to refer to them as homosexuals, because that's what they are. If you want to be referred to by your sexuality, then I'm going to call you by your sexuality and not some made-up term that is used for propaganda. Now, we'll see how fast I get beat up.
but you are right from a standpoint of things get appropriated, and the left is great at taking turns. You know, one of the first, I don't know if you remember way back when, you actually used to fill in for me when you weren't, when you weren't such a big hoop-de-doo, you know.
Bougie, right.
You like that? So, but really, I used to say, look, racism no longer scares me anymore, the word racist. When people call me racist, I go, yeah, okay, whatever. Because everything's racist. Right?
Right?
I mean, you couldn't talk about certain things. You couldn't have birthday parties because a lot of the more socioeconomically challenged people, and they were talking about black folks, don't get to celebrate birthdays. Well, really? What,
do
they stay five for their whole lives? I mean, seriously?
Right. You can't do anything. And then if you can't pinpoint it, it's microaggressions, micro-racism.
Yes. I got that chart somewhere just in case so I don't screw up.
Yep.
You know?
You can't help yourself. You're just there. You're just racist, and you don't know it, even if you never say it or do a racist thing.
Yep.
That in itself is racist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and if you question any of it, you're right. Look at what's going on with BLM right now. They're finding out about the millions and billions of dollars that were, let's just be honest about that, were stolen by their leaders, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you say anything, what are you? You're a racist.
Racist. Or
right? So I guess it's okay, see? But if I identify as black and I steal $90 million, can I get in trouble?
I had a girlfriend come visit me last week in a car that was probably easily $70,000, and it had a BLM sticker on the windshield. And I'm and I forgot, and I laughed. But she didn't ask me what I was laughing at. And I said out loud, BLM, and I laughed. But it's like, yeah, you're really suffering, and I can't tell you how many properties this woman has and how well she's doing. And it's like, can we just, I'm like, why don't you help other young people, if you want young black people, learn to do what you did to make a success of yourself instead of crying victim? Because it's hard to look at you in this brand new convertible Jag and with a BLM sticker and take you seriously.
That's right.
They don't see how they look. They don't look. They have no self-awareness.
No, they don't.
It's too bizarre. It's just too bizarre. But but I'm not going to play the game anymore. And we'll see how far I get with this. But why do we have to refer to somebody by their sexuality? And because we're doing it as young. I have a friend of our family who's 9, and he's questioning if he's gay or not. So right now he's thinking about his sexuality. And in a way, perverse. I think at 9 is when you start, like, getting all interested, and you know, in our day it was the opposite sex, but because the left has thrown this other, these other options into the game, now these children are fully confused, and I'm not going to call it gay anymore. That's too nice.
There you go.
Sorry. All right.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Sonia Smith joins us after the break as well.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation will cost households on average an extra $5,200 in 2022 or $433 a month, according to Bloomberg. This as President Biden continues to tout the economy.
Since it took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
A top Democratic-led House panel will hold a hearing next week on the deadly mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including a fourth grader at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by a Border Patrol agent. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Don't be here. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and truly being part of the solution. And you get that by getting involved and getting engaged. Let's talk to Sonya Schmidt, who joins me every week trying to kick off the weekend. I always appreciate her take, her mindset on these things. And Sonya, always a pleasure to have you here. Enjoy your time.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, You always bring stuff to the table that I go, didn't think about that. Yeah, okay, right. I forgot what we were talking. You know what? I lost my mind here. What were you saying? You were probably talking, and I was listening.
Yeah. I was saying that I'm really overplaying the leftist game. They have got us into nothing but a deep hole of crap. I don't care if it's the economy or our schools. The oil, you know, our energy, it really doesn't matter. And I'm tired of walking their lines and being polite and playing politically correct. Not that I was ever politically correct.
You?
But
no, I don't think you could find the elevator for that, actually. So, yeah.
But I'm totally pulling it back a notch because I just, what they're doing is destructive, and one of the reasons that they've gotten here is because we've played along, and we have not stopped them, and we really need to do that. We really need to do that.
Yeah. It we've allowed them, you and I were talking about this before the break, we have allowed them to abscond with these terminologies, and again, early days of the show, after a while, because everything was racist, and I mean everything, that they actually took the meaning away from the word, which means when it really does happen, we're not going to pay it any mind.
We're not going to pay it any attention.
Yeah, we're not going to care because we don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's the racist who cried wolf. It just, it makes no sense, but they really have taken over the language. What did they call that Obamacare, that socialist Obamacare? They call the Affordable Care Act. They right. They just, they're masters.
The Affordable Care Act. But go ahead.
Exactly. But they don't know that. They all they can rest on is everybody should have a right to health care. And when you phrase things like that, it's hard to have an argument. When they say a woman's choice, a woman's right to choose, it's really hard to fight against unless you finish the sentence, a woman's right to choose murder. And that's what I will no longer call that a woman's right. This is a woman's right to murder.
Yep.
So, you know, and then we finish the conversation, but I get to have my take on it. I don't have to kowtow to your language on this anymore. I'm done with it.
So I have one that'll kind of get you excited, too.
Oh, no.
So I guess Top Gun came out last week.
And I'm seeing it tomorrow night.
You are?
Well, I hear it.
I shouldn't say anything. I don't.
Okay, tell me, because I don't want to spend $20.
No, actually, it's a good thing. So most of the people I've talked to who have seen it, most of our buddies that have seen it, uh-huh. and some of the articles that I've read on it, say, look, it flies in the face of political correctness and snowflakes and everything else. It holds the way the movie's laid out, you know, because you're talking about the military, kill and destroy, right? This is not something... that you're going to get nice softy. And so the left is kind of going nuts because think right. about it. They had the largest opening weekend of any Memorial Day movie.
Memorial Day,
right. Right? So, and China won't play it because it's got, you know, certain things on the coats and
hilarious.
Whatever.
I hear it's very pro-American, very pro-military.
Oh, but this is what...
Very masculine.
So is it Vanity Fair, I guess, is the paper? Right? Or the publication. Vanity Fair is very, very left, is it not? Because it's very Hollywood. And they tore it apart. You know, because of its toxic masculinity and because of its pro-American thing and none of that. It just went off and I was thinking, my God, these guys, after seeing the movie, you know they were pacing their offices going, I can't believe they would show something like this again. This is just disgusting. Why do they, you know, I mean, just going out of their minds. It's a movie, number one. Let's start off there. Number two, some people are saying, some of our people are saying, man, it really hit a home run, number one. And number two, it's a great recruiting tool. And I think that's what's making the left nuts.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that.
Right? Well, hey, everybody was all excited. The kids coming out of the theaters, you know, look at that. That's cool. I want to be a pilot. You know that the lefties that were coming out of one of their shows was going, oh, I can't believe they brought their kid to that movie. How dare they? What a terrible parents they are.
But right? You're right. What I think you're really right on about in this situation is they really believe what you just said. It's not just that they're programmed. To look at a movie like that and feel compelled to speak out against it, they honestly think it's disgusting.
Yep.
They think we're disgusting. So when a movie like that comes out, and you talk about it's only a movie, we're talking about one movie that's come out pro-American as opposed to the other 99% of their movies.
Yep.
I was trying to watch a series. It was funny in the beginning, and then, like, episode two started off with a bunch of deplorables at school board meetings, and they were talking about, you know, it's all right. You know, they're making fun of people who wanted freedom and didn't want to wear a mask and didn't want to wear didn't get the vax, and they actually made fun of it. And that's when I turned it off. And not that I can't take comedy, you know, based on us or pointed the finger at us. I can, especially if it's clever. That wasn't clever. But we have to endure that crap all the time. Late night shows, movies, cartoons for our children, children's books, like we were talking about over the break. Captain Underpants now has come out as a gay. One of the main characters is gay. We have to endure this crap all the time. They can't tolerate or see the virtue in one movie. One movie? So, you know, get over yourself, left. We get to have something. And I never thought about it.
Ignore them. I just ignore them. They make me nuts anyway, so I ignore them.
I know. But they need a recruiting tool because their children aren't going to go fight for anything.
Oh, no.
It's the deplorables children. It's us who will send our children up. But you know what? I see that. That's a sea change since Biden's been president. People are going, oh, you don't have to tell me why I'm doing it. Because he's not a commander-in-chief that one would want to follow. So,
no, I like the, you know, again, going back to the movie for a second, it's just interesting. How, you know, if they would just shut up and not say a word, they wouldn't get any traction, would it? Not on social media, anyhow. But they're not smart enough to do that.
It would still get traction because that's how I found out about it. I wasn't going to go see it because I thought that they were going to totally revamp the thing. It was going to be woke. It was going to be all wokeish.
Oh, yeah.
So I had no plans on seeing it until I saw what the people, and I do that with movie reviews. I look at what the critics, the Hollywood critics are saying and mm-hmm. what the people say. And when the Hollywood critics give it a low rating, then I know that that's probably a really good movie.
Hey, listen, your boy Johnny Depp pulled it off.
Yes, he did. And it gave me faith in America for a while. I'm telling you, if he had not won, I would have thought the left won. Because this girl, unfortunately, she was such a bad liar. You couldn't have asked for a better representative of why all women should not be believed.
Yep.
And had this gone down the other way, it would have really said that we have knuckled under the left's, the left making everybody believe women, and women are victims, and men are scumbags and toxic. And you had these two toxic, crazy people. So you really did have to weigh. It wasn't really about the fact that Johnny Depp's a mess, too, but we've always known he's a mess. This wasn't new news. This isn't new. But the depth of which this woman was a mess was something that we don't get to see other than a movie called Fatal Attraction.
Listen. You can't do this because women deserve to be heard.
They deserve to be believed. No matter what, right? That's what the left has been trying to shove down our throat. And then they bring this woman in, who is a perfect example of why we shouldn't. Because, trust me, there's women who are writing in the comment sections that were saying that I am a victim of domestic violence. And this is a travesty. This is an embarrassment. And she's setting our movement. She's setting our movement. I don't want to call it a movement. But what they have to go through, she's setting it back for them. This is quite the racist thing that you just said.
Yeah.
It's not helping when everybody is a part of domestic violence just because they want to get back
at
it.
We got to go for a break unless you're cutting checks. Be back in a minute. So I'm with your host. Go for it.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How
can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Show 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Sonia Schmidt, who is part of the solution, always, joins me as she does to try to kick off the weekend and try to make sense of some of the crazy stuff that's going on a day-to-day. You know, Sonia, in Los Angeles and California as a whole, 2 things happened this week that would just, it was one of those things where, I went over and got a hammer and hit myself in the head because I said, all right, I've got to be sleeping. I need to wake up here. So, shortly after the shooting, California passed a law that repeals mandatory requiring of violence on high school campuses, on school campuses, including threats of shooting the school up. All right? I don't know how they...
Wait, what?
Who came up with that? Yeah, you heard me. I see that look on your
face. I don't even... Does not compute. Would you say that again, please, sir?
So the first thing that happened is the California legislature passed a law repealing, which means this thing was already in place, repealing mandatory reporting of violence on school campuses.
Why would you do something like that?
Because you're a Democrat and you don't believe in logic. But
ow!
But including actual fights, actual threats of violence, and threats to shooting up the school. All right?
Okay.
So let's go one step further.
Okay.
Gaston, who is being recalled right now, or they're trying to recall him, he put out a letter to the Los Angeles Unified School District pretty much demanding that they dismantle the Los Angeles Unified School District Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
And both bills, I mean, both the letter and that bill in Sacramento reference the fact that the Black, Hispanic, and LGBTQ community are more of a recipient or targeted by these police officers more so than the white kids. Now, isn't that in and of itself somewhat racist?
Or as Joe Biden would say, the normal kids.
God.
But they, you know what? That is so racist. And until we start calling them out, as that is true racism. Mm-hmm. And I always say, you know, the left always talks about supposed racism or supposed problems, you know, but racist is what racist does. And to say that Black kids will suffer more because he's saying that they're more violent.
I agree with you. I think these little innuendos that they
they're not even
there,
little, you know? Joe. This isn't little. It's just said in a way that sounds very, very legalistic. But all he's saying is that if you it's, you know what, and I know this really, the saying isn't attributed to George Bush, but I heard it through him, and I've always loved that saying of, it's the soft bigotry of low expectations. And in this case, it's not even soft. This is so disgraceful, what they're saying about Black people. But I will tell you that from my experience and from everything I've seen about the left, they can talk all that. They can talk all that yin yang, as my relatives used to say, about caring for Black people, but we've never seen it. So they can sound like, they can use words that they're doing this to help Black and brown people, that they're supporting Black, but we know from experience that they're doing the opposite. They don't care about Black and brown people one whit.
So
whatever their language is, the thing is never the thing. They're doing the opposite. So it sounds good, but it ain't good. And it's very racist.
The thing I find interesting about this is, now let me put it in scientific terms.
Oh, gosh.
So you get a school district that maybe it's 4% Black, 8, 10, 11% Hispanic, whatever. So now you're worried about them being upset, and it isn't. It wouldn't even be the total Black and or Hispanic community or kids that would be oppressed by these people. So that means that we put the life of the other 80%, 75% of the kids in danger because we have a small group of kids that somehow are offended by people in uniform with guns. Instead of trying to teach them that these people are not their enemy, they're actually their protectors and friends. I mean, God forbid we should do that, correct?
Yeah, but here's the thing is, who's, as the left does, or do, they don't ever ask Black and brown people what they would like to have. Just like when they said defund the police and all that. Then the polls came out, and Black people, by and large, in the Black community says, no, this is not what we want, you know? So I don't know that they've asked these Black and brown parents in these schools what they care to have. How do they feel about having the presence? What they've done over the years is try to instill in young people, especially brown and Black people, that the police are the threat. They're there against you. You're endangered by the police. Yep. So then they try to fit the narrative by assuming that everybody's bought into it. But to be honest, they have not bought into it. And what the left consistently does is they don't ask. They don't ask me what I think is racist. They don't ask me what I think will protect my school. Trust me, Black parents care about their kids just as much as anybody else. And if they ask Black parents, do you mind having a police presence at the school? How do you feel about it? They would probably say yes. Whether they say yes or whether they say no, I don't know. But they should have the courtesy of asking. But the left is too arrogant and too ignorant. Oh, gosh, why do I come on here and talk about them so badly?
Well, but go back to, you know, when BLM was, you know, high and mighty, and things were going on where Antifa and others were spitting at cops, throwing stuff at cops, doing all of that. You and I used to, well, I joked about it, where you had this little, you know, white girl, a white kid, up in the face of a black cop, telling him why he was oppressed, why he was a racist, why he was wrong, and I'm rolling around laughing going, do you understand that you're doing exactly what you're screaming against? That white you're a white supremacist because you're looking at a black cop telling him that he doesn't understand that he needs to quit the police department because he is acting like a racist.
They don't understand. Well, you know what? I done some real dumb stuff when I was young. Never that dumb.
Joined a club, but go ahead.
And I will give all young people a pass on some dumb stuff. But this is really how far BLM and Antifa went. Is beyond the pale, but I also think that they're the left is manipulating these children beyond their control. They really, you know, on a good day, I could feel very sympathetic because these kids really believe what they're saying. They really believe it, and they're too stupid. They've been dumbing down school-age people, and look what they've done with colleges. They don't know what they're talking about, but they have a lot of feelings and they have a lot of beliefs that they believe is true. So they feel that they are justified. And that's sad because they have somehow, I believe we have let them become the bosses of us.
Yeah. No,
we vote in legislators that are of like minds and you lose an entire city like Seattle or Portland or, you know, I told you last week that my leftist sister took a trip to Los Angeles and was shocked at the homelessness. She had no idea. She didn't know how it got like that. She didn't know how long it's been like. I'm like, they are so ignorant. I would love to
be
that.
Because, look, they're watching news sources like CNN that doesn't even talk about that stuff. That won't even bring that stuff up because why? It would look like the... you know, it would look like that they were failing, that the president is, well, it doesn't look like he is failing, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, they can't look at it. They can't see any part of it. And when somebody tries to tell them the truth, they will cancel it. My sister, my relatives, my leftist relatives will shut me up before they will engage me in a conversation about it. And they know nothing about what I'm talking about. I was talking to a good friend who... I wouldn't say she's a total leftist, but she is a school teacher, and she wanted to know what we mean by securing the schools. And I'm like, and then she goes on to say that it's going to turn it into a military zone. And I'm like, first of all, I very rarely have energy to talk to the left these days. I got a life, I'm busy. But I tried to find out as much as I could about what she pictured that to be, and what she pictured that to be is like, I'm not sure that that's what we're saying. I think I'm more alarmed at the fact that we're having to have this conversation, and the reason that we're having this conversation is because what the left has done to children. And you spoke earlier about depression, and I'll take a step farther, and it's hopelessness. They've taken religion out of schools. They've replaced that with nothingness, hopelessness, with
confusion.
Well,
let's be clear. They've taken God out of schools, but they've replaced it with Democrat religion.
Exactly.
You know, with their ideology, which is at the top of the heap.
Right, which is sex without control of, you know, with wild abandon.
Are you going to pass out on me, or can you hang out for just a little while longer?
If I pass out, then you'll find out.
That's a true statement. I can't even argue with that one. I lost another fight with a woman. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Yes.
We're going to prop up Sonya and keep her with us. Pray for her during the break that she clears.